Evening, folks. This is it then. This is the last audio mo, day 30. It's 6:30 here in the UK. Do you know, I've actually really enjoyed this audio mo. There have been a couple of days and I've thought, I don't know what I'm going to boo about today, but a lot of people seem to do general updates, so that's absolutely fine. Like I said briefly yesterday, I hope people don't stop booing because audio mo is now over, because a bit of the community spirit seems to have come back this last month, or as far as I'm concerned it has anyway. That's just my opinion. Whether anyone else thinks the same, I don't know, but I've enjoyed it. There's been some interesting subjects come up, you know, the favourite authors thing right back at the beginning of the month, that was quite good. That was quite an interesting one. And yeah, I've enjoyed listening to everyone's boos. And this month, of course, that noise you can hear is I bought Kate a filled bone today, so she's busy trying to get all the gunk out of it. So that's the noise you can hear in the background. Plus, there's a couple of the cockatiels are playing with things, playing with toys. that's Dixie doing that. Yeah, it's been a funny month for me. Some nice things have happened. Like I got Marcus, the cockatiel, and as you know, there's been some not so nice things bird related for me. Kate's been at the vets, of course, with her anal glands. She's going back tomorrow for her checkup. I was going to take her this morning, but it was 9:30 and I couldn't get a taxi for love nor money, and I can't walk there. I don't know the route. So I had to change it for tomorrow. But she seems fine to me anyway. So I'll let you know how she gets on tomorrow when I've been. I did go to a pet shop today, though, because, as I say, I was going to get another budgie because I had 5 in a cage and I don't like odd numbers of budgies. It doesn't work. You had 2 groups of 2 and 1 sat on its own. So I said to Chris, I really need these 5 budgies to be sexed, to be honest, because, you know, I don't want to get another male and then find out that it wasn't a male I needed, it was hens, or vice versa. So we asked our next door neighbour to come in and give us a hand, which he very kindly did. And what are you doing out there? You all right? Eh?
Looking for the butter
puffs. I'm afraid they went. Ate them the other day because I was hungry. I do apologise. They were going a bit funny anyway. Okay. I'm just doing my last audio mo.
Ah.
So our neighbour came in and I said I need to sex these budgies. So I told him what we were looking for. And it turned out that we think they were 4 hens and a male. I now know which one I lost. It was a little grey one with a yellow head. The 2 I had from a local breeder, the green one and the pure white one, are still there, and I'm quite glad about that because they were nice. They're nice birds, those 2. So I called around a couple of pet shops and I found one that had budgies in. She said, yeah, I think we can sex a couple of them. She said they're quite young, but you can have a good guess. So, of course, I had to go and get 3 males because I was really uneven. So I did that, but they were quite reasonably priced. They were only £12 each. One shop around here, they're 15, but these were 12. That's when I got the filled bone for Kate. I did that. Put them all in the big parrot cage that we had them in. The problem was, there was enough room for them, but one managed to squeeze itself out through the bars after a while, so I had an escaped budgie. So I had to catch that. Didn't take too long, it wasn't too bad. It was a reasonably tame bird, actually. So I've now got two sets of four in budgie cages, and that horrible cage has been taken apart. It's gone. It will be disposed of. It was... Honestly, it was all rusty and... Oh.
The rust was pushing the paint.
It was. I would have been ashamed. I could never have given that to someone. I would have been ashamed. I really would have. I don't know what's happened to it. There were bits missing. There were bits broken off it. I don't know. It really was just unbelievable. So I've got two cages of four now. I've got four down here in a big cage on a stand, and then the other four I've had to take upstairs because I couldn't have... There wasn't room for two cages down here because I haven't got a stand for the other one, so that's gone back upstairs. But everyone's fine. They're all right. But, yeah, that's about it, really. I just thought I'd sit here and do my last audio-mo. Hopefully they'll do another one soon because, like I say, it seems to have brought a lot of people out that don't usually boo regularly.
And I want to get involved.
So, yeah, I don't know when the next one is planned to be. They seem to just do them as and when they feel like it. I don't know. There's no sort of rhyme or reason. There's no pattern to it. And I've just found out that Rolf Harris has been found guilty of child abuse. Someone else booed about that. So I'll pass it on in case any of my followers don't know.
Yikes.
Of 12 counts of abuse, yeah.
Jesus.
So that's that. Anyway, folks, I will keep booing as regularly as I can. I'm not saying it'll be every day, but I will boo regularly because a lot of you seem to like my boos for some reason. And for those of you with sight, I'm going to put a picture up with this last boo. Chris took a picture the other day of Marcus sat on my shoulder, and apparently it looks really nice. So hopefully, if I can do it, this boo, for those of you that can see, will come with a picture, which is fitting for the last audio mo, I think, of Marcus on my shoulder. So there we are. I will leave it there for now. So farewell, audio mo. It's been fun. And I will speak to you all soon.